first mobile phone call was made 40 years ago today, on the 3rd of April 1973.
Martin Cooper, a senior engineer at Motorola, called a rival colleague at another telecoms company and announced he was speaking from a real cellular telephone. In a previous interview with the BBC, he admitted he thought the initial cost of the devices, which was more than £2,000 in the 1980s, might be prohibitive to the mobile phone becoming a mass-market product. But he did recognise that the hefty handsets would probably shrink. Mr. Cooper said his vision for a mobile phone was first conceived in the late 1960s, when the car telephone was invented by AT&T.
I'm sorry, but the person you've called is not available. Please leave your message after the tone.
He wanted to create something that would represent an individual, so you could assign a number not to a place, not to a desk, not to a home, but to a person.
And the idea certainly took off. In 2012, a report carried out by the International Telecommunication Union found there were 6 billion mobile phone subscriptions worldwide. At the time, the global population was 7 billion. Well, joining me now is Michael Garwood, the editor of Mobile News Magazine. We think of, I was saying earlier on, my brother Dave had the big brick mobile phone of the 1980s, made popular, I suppose, by looking at the yuppies back then. He wasn't a yuppie. He wanted to be. He was a yuppie in wanting, I think. But it's changed. The smartphone now, it's very clever. Could we have even anticipated those incredible changes?
No, I don't think so. I mean, I didn't start using my first phone until the late sort of 95, late 90s, when Vodafone sort of invented prepay. But back then, it was all about, you know, if you had a phone that had text on it, you were doing quite well, or if you could play Snake on your Nokia phone. And today, obviously, now, you know, it's, you know, the whole, well, everything about people's lives has changed. It's this connected life, this connected world where you have to be connected to something, whether it be your email, your BlackBerry Messenger, or just access to the internet. It really has completely and utterly changed people's lives.
Michael, it would be a bit weird of us. We're talking to you on a landline phone right now, so yeah, you're locked into the building that you're at. But I'm going to ask you to perhaps go to your mobile phone. It'd be a bit weird of us not to talk to you on a mobile phone when we're talking about the birthday of the mobile phone. It'd probably be a bit silly for us to speculate, though, on what mobiles are going to be like in another 40 years down the road. What do you think we might see, though, in the next 4 or 5 years?
40 years' time, it's impossible to say. But, I mean, in the immediate future, we know that, this whole connected world is going to continue. It goes actually beyond, you know, just, you know, making calls.
It's going to be incredible to see. I think we've lost Michael.